Thousands of National Guard troops from six states are gearing up to help provide security at the inauguration on January 20th. News Nation reporter Spencer Tracy spoke with Guard members in New York as they made final preparations.
The buses are loaded and packed to the rims. It was no surprise to the New York National Guard about them being deployed after Wednesday's riots on Capitol Hill.
Situations in America have been a little crazy, and I mean, we're the National Guard, so this is our job. This is what we signed up for.
Governor Cuomo announced he was deploying 1,000 New York National Guard members for up to 2 weeks. Every 4 years, National Guard members attend the president's inauguration. This year, they're headed down early.
We're going down there for the inauguration to basically just assist local law enforcement and local the local government down in D.C.
Sergeant Damaris Quinones says this is not her first time being deployed to protect our country under high-stress situations.
We're kind of like pivotal when it comes to like things that happen around the nation, but I mean we kind of are, you know, with 9/11 and like everything that's happened in our history, you know, we're there. Like we're there when they need us, and we just do our job.
Members of the National Guard say they are ready and responsive if violence were to break out. Sergeant Damian Lockett says his top priority is his soldiers.
I just want to make sure I take care of them and make sure that they get down there safely, do their job, do what we need to do, and get them back home safely to their families.
As the New York National Guard drives off into the distance, they're excited to be part of this unforgettable time.
You know, some of these guys and girls are 18, 19 years old, and, you know, when they get 50, 60 years old, they'll always be able to tell their grandchildren, hey, you know, guess where I was? So again, you know, we get a chance to be a part of history.
I'm Spencer Tracy, News Nation for Albany, New York.